Get a hearing test at any hearing health center. I did. They're in Chicago, Park Ridge, Highland Park, Naperville, or Oak Brook. Use the promo code LISA and your hearing test will be complimentary. Call 833-GO-HEARING or book online at hearinghealthcenter.com. All right. Soundcheck, sponsored by the folks at Hearing Health Center, who outfitted me with my hearing aids. And Kevin Powell, you're back. You get to go first.
Oh, this is very exciting. And I'm very excited to start with this. Bob, today it's, what do you call it?
Today in his, this moment in heat-story.
This moment in
I wish that Mary was here.
Know,
she'd be losing her mind.
Like,
somewhere she's
Mary.
Rolling her eyes.
Oh, no, not again.
If anybody's missed this, Bob and I are very excited about Heat 2. Heat, which was released in 1995, correct, Bob? One of
correct.
The great action movies of all time. Michael Mann is working on Heat 2. Big names attached. We'd have to play some music from the original soundtrack in the background. Well, I'm very excited. It was cool to see Michael Mann.
I see, like, Karen Conti and a lot of other people in the media and this radio station eat there a lot. I've never been.
Really?
It's great.
It's a great spot. Very lively. It's kind of just, you get huge portions. Ryan Shiverini has a pasta named after him.
Very huge portions. It's definitely like a hole-in-the-wall feel.
Yeah, it's right by
very friendly.
Richards, you know, right around the corner from there.
Right.
Where?
You know Richards, right?
No.
Yes, you do.
There's Richards and what's the Irish place
that
there?
That close. It's some like speakeasy.
Yeah.
You got to like book a table
the
just to drink.
The Irish place was in the Ocean's 11. Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Well, every time we come up with something, we say we got to do a show outing there. So I say a show outing to Las Carolas.
I would love to go to Las Carolas.
I would love to any night that you want to go after the show. I am in because I love those old. Is it old school Italian?
Oh, yeah.
You got to call and make a reservation. I think last time I made a reservation and he just writes it down on a notebook or something.
Yeah.
So
we'll make it under Michael Mann.
Yeah, right.
What's your story today, Bob?
Well, mine involves data centers. You just talked to Alex Capriello about it. We have the special coming up at 6. But data centers are the cause célèbre for many country music stars now. So we heard about Brad Paisley already opposing the building of a data center near the Nashville Zoo, saying that it would really ruin the zoo that he really feels strongly about. He loves that zoo. Not only him, but Willie Nelson posted something weighing in on it. There's a data center proposed for his native Abbott, Texas. He said, the last thing we need is a loud, water-thieving, light-polluting data center anywhere near our town or any others for that matter. So he doesn't like them. At Tanya Tucker, born in Seminole, Texas, she posted an appeal to Texas Governor Greg Abbott, save rural Texas. So she doesn't like them either. And then Gavin Adcock, who leans conservative, more than leans conservative, also opposing them.
Yeah, I have found that it's not down party lines anymore. I mean, everything seems to be, but not this particular subject. And and I love that Willie stood up. He does own farm ground. He owns farm ground in Texas. It's still being farmed, not by him. He has a home and there is a concern, and it really is a lot of it has to do with water usage. I came across
electricity.
Electricity too. I came across an article about ComEd, that ComEd put something out in 2025 because I was looking, you know, for storm-related stuff, having them on yesterday. And there was a whole article that was published in the Trib in 2025, the Trib or the Sun-Times. And they're like, oh, yes, bills are going up, and they're going to go up by this much because we have to, you know, we have these data centers that are being built. But what I would contend is, why are data centers not building their own grid and generating their own electricity? Why are they taking it from homeowners where we might be limited in the future, but we'll also be paying huge bills?
They could have solar. There have even been ideas floated to have small-scale nuclear reactors built on site just for, you know, submarines use them, right? There are a lot of regulations around nuclear reactors and nuclear power plants, but that is something that's been floated is small-scale nuclear reactors for projects like this.
Well, and it's a race, right? That's what Alex said. It's a race.
Yeah.
Everybody's in this race, and I feel a lot is being overlooked. And I had someone who said that just sent in a text, and they said, you know, a lot of these city officials, these county officials, they sign NDAs. They sign non-disclosure agreements, so they can't even tell the people they're representing about the conversations they're in with these big tech
that
companies.
That doesn't seem right.
That's not right at all. So we'll look into that as well.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the show tonight with the Workers' Mic guys.
They've worked hard. Yeah. They put a lot together.
They had a whole crew here yesterday and pizza and everything. So, you know, it's going to be thorough.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Colin, you're in for Mary when it comes to sound check. What do you have?
Drew's in.
Oh, Drew's in today. What do you got, Drew?
Colin's second me in today. Unfortunately for y'all, I do not have a poop story, so I'm sorry
Thank
about
God.
That.
Kevin, you missed it yesterday. I was like, guys, this is not what we do
on
the...
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
But for those of you who know me, I do enjoy taking my walks. I'll occasionally take my walks home from work, whether it be 4 to 6 miles. And I was curious, any walkers out here, any people who hike? Lisa, Bob, Kevin?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Any mountain hikers at all? No? Yes, no?
Been a while.
No.
Well, have any of you been to Montana's Granite Peak, like a 32-year-old David Cifaldi, who on this 12,803-feet peak, he tripped and fell on his trekking stick, which pierced him through his left side. Ooh. And like just missing any vital organs. Luckily for him, he was a emergency room nurse by profession, so he was able to assess his whole situation. Note that nothing important was pierced, and made that 16-kilometer trek back down the mountain where he was then helicoptered to a hospital. He was with friends, so he wasn't alone, situation still dangerous, but there were people there with him to escort him down the mountain as well.
Wow. I always walk with a big walking stick if I'm doing any hiking, but I don't anticipate getting impaled by it. Or.
I mean, he had two, so it was twice as likely to happen.
Yeah, and I wondered if a lot of people use those ski poles that actually have the points on the bottom.
I think that's what he was using. It was something similar, at least.
Mine's carved out of wood. I don't think it's going through any part of my body anytime soon. All right, the news is coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.